Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, my name is Michelle Esparza, and today I'm going to be reading the devotional titled Stronger Together. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 24, it says, "But for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live." Reading through Paul's ministry, I observed that he had two main focuses. The first was to share the good news of Jesus Christ. The second was to encourage and love the body of Christ. In John chapter 13, Jesus commanded his followers to love each other in the same way he demonstrated his love towards us. Not only this, but Jesus tells us that the love we show to one another will prove to the world that we are his disciples. Paul understood this and recognized that whoever received the good news was grafted into God's family and became his family. It was because of his love and commitment to the Lord and the body of Christ that he visited churches far and wide to bring words of encouragement to them. This wasn't for his glory or gain, but so they may be strengthened in their faith. And that can be found in Romans chapter 1, verse 12. One morning, I had received a text from a friend asking if I wanted to join her for coffee. I said that I was available and that I would love to. When we met at the coffee shop, I asked if everything was all right, because to be honest, I was thinking something had to be wrong. Her response was one that I will never forget. She said, "Everything is great. I just wanted to hang out and see how you were doing." This friend reaching out blessed me so much that I took her example and now use it too. We don't have to have an agenda or a grand gesture. It can be as simple as meeting for coffee, taking dinner to a family, sharing words of encouragement, or offering a jump start. If your heart and intentions align with God, you strengthen the church. The selflessness and investment Paul offered to the body of Christ was such a beautiful and strong example. This verse has challenged me, and I hope you as well. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a blessed day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.